The next patient is Donald Hensley. The last name is H-E-N-S-L-E-Y, Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old white male that is following in the clinic because of the presence of a chronic kidney disease that is a fluctuating between 3A and 3B dash A1 period. This decrease in the GFR is most likely associated to the presence of arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus. The patient is feeling well. In the latest laboratory workup, the estimated GFR went up to 57 mLs per minute. The creatinine is 1.41, and the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. We have a concern with the tendency to hyperkalemia. This time, the potassium is 42 millimoles per liter. Period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. The patient has been taking Rybelsus 3 milligrams on a daily basis, and he continues to lose weight. He went down to 232 from 248, 16 pounds of loss, of weight loss. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.4%. The patient is to continue taking the medications as prescribed. He is on Jardiance, pioglitazone, and Rybelsus. We are going to increase the dose of Rybelsus to 7 milligrams a day, and we are hoping for the insurance to approve it. A following number. Number three, hyperlipidemia. We are going to repeat the lipid profile during the next visit. This patient has been progressing and following the recommendations, and we notice that he's feeling much better. We are going to stop the use of the lisinopril because the patient doesn't use it anymore. We are going to increase the Rybelsus to 7 milligrams, as mentioned before, providing that the insurance approves it. And we are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes with the documentation.